Welcome to the Potty Slam. Don't you dare be sour. Be sweet. Too sweet, as a matter of fact. We left Josh alone on an island.
You know what? That's fine.
So, yep. We are a wrestling historical podcast that talks about the locker room and beyond. So Josh has probably one of those two selections for this week's story.
I do. First, I want to say, hi, guys.
Hi, April.
Hi.
Hi, Ryan.
Yo, I'm still here 3 weeks later. Probably the week before that, I don't know.
Yep.
I do have definitely the beyond.
We are like the Bed Bath and Beyond of wrestling podcasts.
We're going to go to the opposite end of the wrestling spectrum, to the fan side.
Oh.
So I've been saying online for a long time, if anybody follows me on Facebook, I've noticed something for the past. It's been about 3 years that I've been able to get April to watch wrestling, and I have been much more intuitive into it. And for a couple of years there, it was kind of off and on because of, you know, having cable or whatever. So it was a little harder. Well, I noticed something, and that is, there is a gentleman in the crowd I've spotted at every single pay-per-view. And I was like, man, who is this guy?
Who?
He's always there, and he always has somebody with him, an older woman. And I've always been, it's always gotten to me. I'm like, who is he? I don't get what's going on. And, you know, in my research to try and find him, that's when I forgot there are these, what we will call super fans. Mm-hmm. Now, super fans are not new. They have been around in one shape or form over the years. These are the people that you can see a picture of them or can describe who they are. And a lot of people that are like really into wrestling, I would say, they're like, yeah, that person. And so,
wow.
Nice.
Thank you.
I have a list here of these folks that have appeared over the years. Some of them you may have heard of. Mm-hmm. Some of them you may have not, but you would recognize them.
Ryan just knocked himself out cold. He slapped his forehead so hard.
So I'm just gonna bring up these people and maybe give a quick description of who they are. And maybe if especially you, Larry.
Number one, Waldo. Have you found him? He's always out there hiking with his cap.
First guy on my list, the Brock Lesnar guy.
Brock Lesnar guy, yeah.
He
I'm not being sarcastic. I know who this is.
I'm a super fan of Brock. I only eat Brock candies.
Thank you for coming on to the show, Brock Lesnar guy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, Brock Lesnar, over the years, he has some pretty hardcore fans. Mm-hmm. I mean, when he appears, there's usually a pretty good amount of excitement because Brock Lesnar. No, he's got really
he's
short
got,
hair.
He's got a but, military crew cut.
But I mean, it's like very, very short. He came out to the, when I watched the big one with you guys, WrestleMania.
WrestleMania, yeah.
He came out there, but he was like in a tux or something like formal.
No, not Brock. He never comes out in a tux. It's always the athletic shorts, the Jimmy Johns.
He looks like a UFC fighter.
Is his neck huge?
Yes.
Okay, I know who you're talking about.
Now,
he has a big sword tattoo on his chest.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Yeah.
Now, Brock Lesnar guy,
all fans of him because he's a mutant.
Yes. If this were like Warrior days, he would be our king.
He looks like
Scorpion King.
Who is it?
Should put him on Game of
Jack
Thrones.
Jack from they Tekken. Should.
Yeah, he looks like Jack from Tekken.
He would so fit in Game of Thrones.
He could do it. He could do it. Now the first instance that we saw him was actually right after WrestleMania 28. He returned to the WWE. Now, of course, a big return like that, they're gonna like kind of pan the camera around and and whatnot. Now there was a young man there with a skull adorned t-shirt that was acting out Lesnar's entrance, like roaring and just doing this big impression of him. And it all took, it really was that one time that because of his animation,
point Orion, how animated he was.
Yeah,
he was,
tell me that doesn't look like Brock Lesnar.
It does.
He was extremely animated about it. And
we,
so,
plus the age we live in.
Yeah.
you become a meme, you become a GIF, you become a video, you become viral.
I like how every time I'm on an episode and somebody messes up, it becomes pulling Orion.
It happens when you're not here.
Oh, that makes me feel so much better. I got platinum and not caring.
Another guy, ECW, Straw Hat Guy.
Oh, yes. I do remember him.
Straw Hat Guy, whose name is John Bailey, was always in the front row at every ECW arena event.
Extreme Cage Wrestling.
Championship Wrestling. Extreme Championship Wrestling.
I took a guess.
Coincidentally,
good job.
He was at every event but one.
What did he do? Why wasn't he there?
He was at a family wedding.
Oh.
Bullshit. What did he miss?
Weddings are bullshit.
Exactly.
Always wearing the same thing. Straw hat and a like Hawaiian shirt.
Yep. I remember him vividly.
What an asshole. Thinks he's in Hawaii.
He was
Oh, I got a Hawaiian shirt.
It's the most touristy thing you can wear.
Well,
I got a straw hat. Oh,
I got a platinum in Hawaiian footwear.
Isn't that like nothing?
Yes.
Now, what was interesting, if anybody doesn't know, ECW was very intense.
Very violent, but actually not always.
They put on
some technical, like there's some Eddie Guerrero, Chris Benoit matches. You want to see some wrestling.
Oh yeah.
Who's Chris Benoit? What did he do?
That's a future.
He choked the competition. That's for
yikes.
Sure.
If your son is the competition, then yes.
Anyways,
dark.
What was interesting about Straw Hat Guy? He would get in the faces of the competitors. He became a part of the show because of the fact that he was always there. The wrestlers knew him, and so they. I mean, it was all part of the big show. So
not the big show, but
yeah.
Just to clarify.
Another guy was called the really excited fan.
He flap his arms around.
He
got so excited.
Oh no!
Oh my god!
Oh my! He's like Chris Farley.
Wow!
He kind of looks like Farley.
That's awesome. Actually, I dig that. If I'm playing a show like a rock show and a fan is like that animated in the front, I'm gonna be like, hell yeah!
Right?
We better add some pyrotechnics to this shit.
I was about to ask him if he's ready to rock, but clearly he is.
Yes.
Yeah. Crazy thing is. Because he appeared at many WCW and WWE events in the 90s. No one ever figured out who he was. No one knows his name. He would always appear.
It's a young Kevin Owens.
He was a bowl cut headed bystander who would get into faces of such as Eddie Guerrero and Shawn Michaels and whatnot. He just was very animated as well. The Faith No More guy. Did you ever hear about him?
Faith No More guy? No, I don't think so.
The reason he's called the Faith No More guy.
Yeah, picture?
Yes.
Does he like the band?
Oh my god, he looks like Mick Foley.
Right on. Why is he the Faith No More guy?
Because he resembles the drummer of Faith No More.
Is it okay. The drummer of Faith No More?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna start moving into people that you know you have seen. Tie dye guy.
Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Tie dye guy. Say that 10 times fast.
Hi, I'm Fry, the tie dye guy.
He's always hanging out ringside at Raw. he got the name because he's very well tanned, like Hogan, and would dress as Hogan wearing a tie-dye shirt.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He was always spotted at ECW, WWE for years. And I mean, even I feel like in the past couple of years, we've seen him and we always point him out. He's like, that guy looks like Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
Shocked Undertaker guy.
Yep. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Now, his name is Ellis M-B-E-E.
By the way, he represented every one of us in that
yeah, right?
That look.
Yeah, you've seen him. He was at the Brock Lesnar Undertaker match. He was the guy that when they focus in on him, he's just hardcore, wide eyes open, like, oh my God.
Instant meme material.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He also, I mean, he is a super fan. He represented, though, every one of us for that match.
Yep.
For sure. Here's considered one of the biggest. Vladimir.
Okay. Putin?
No.
I like to watch the wrestling match when I come from this country to the Americas. They have fine hot dogs.
In home country, we hit chair with you.
This is a quote from Howard Finkel.
The Fink. Oh,
I love that guy.
Quote, one of the most recognizable wrestling fans that I can ever recall was a fellow by the name of Vladimir. When I ring announced in Madison Square Garden during the 80s and 90s, Vladimir never missed an event.
Wow.
His unbridled passion for the product was second to none. And truth be told, he himself carved himself a niche of popularity amongst the Garden faithful for always showing his support and always being at the events. Case in point, in a live Piper's Pit at Madison Square Garden in October of 86.
Oh, I know, right?
Piper was having his differences with Mr. Wonderful, Paul Orndorff.
Orndorff,
yeah. And his manager, Bobby the Brain Heenan, suggested a tag team match and mentioned that Harley Race could partner with Orndorff. Piper looked to the crowd for ideas, saw Vladimir, summoned him to the ring and onto the apron. Vladimir got his own MSG moment.
Oh, that's awesome.
For himself by promptly saying Hogan should be Piper's partner. The Garden faithful erupted.
Wow. Let's see Vladimir.
Oh, sorry. Give me one second here. Yeah, I got a picture of him. Second here. All right. Yeah,
is he very Russian?
Orange tank top guy.
Oh my God, he's a big dude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's so 80s it's not even funny. He looks like an extra from Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, he could have filled in for he could have been a Kurt Russell's stunt double.
Yeah. Kurt Russell's stunt double for Big Trouble in Little China.
I want to be a stunt dong. Dong fill in.
Oh, you mean in like what's that? Orgasmo.
Oh yeah, love that movie.
Love man.
Stone and Trooper.
Yeah.
All right.
Good dudes.
There's a fella who's been spotted multiple times. He's always wearing the same t-shirt.
Hmm.
It says "We Hate Cena." He is the "We Cena, Hate Cena" guy. Oh,
okay, Cena hate guy. Yeah.
He's apparently John Cena's usually pretty good spirited about it, and it seems like he's always about that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
Often,
oh yeah. This recent. Oh yeah. Yep.
Rise above hate. That's great.
I love it.
Hey, by the way, did you hear that Cena's going to play or is going to be the lead in the reboot of Knight Rider movie?
I did hear that.
Yeah.
He's going to be the
Michael. Or is he going to be the Kit?
Or no, no, he won't be Kit. He'll be Michael.
He'll be
Michael.
Right.
You're right.
Oh, did you hear John Cena was recently in the hospital?
Be the Hoff. Why?
What?
Yeah. Yeah. John Cena was in the hospital. He had to undergo like some serious surgery, and he woke up and asked the nurse, well, you know, where am I? And she said, ICU. And he said, no, you can't.
See me. Oh. Mom joke. I'm sitting here like on the edge of my seat. Like, what? Really? I just saw
my butt clamped up real tight. I said, not the pure boy, not the man who I love, not John Cena.
God, I've been sitting on that joke for like 7 weeks.
He's seriously so good in all his movie roles. I'm thinking he's naturally funny. He's natural.
He's the next Rock, I think.
Well,
probably not, because we were just talking about this last night, but the Southpaw Regional Wrestling, he is so damn funny on those. It is just amazing. Anyway, sorry, dear.
No, you're fine. You're
we
fine.
Love Cena, and I'm not a wrestling fan.
This guy, even he caught the eyes of Vince.
Sacre bleu! Not that French man.
He is the self-professed biggest fan of WWE. His name is John Glick. He calls himself the biggest fan because he owns the impressive distinction of having attended 28 WWE pay-per-views in a row and counting.
Is that the guy that holds the poster?
Wow. Nope, that's a different guy.
Okay.
That's a poster guy.
Poster guy, yeah, of course.
Recently, he bumped into Vince McMahon after December's TLC. The boss revealed in conversation he actually knew about Glick's streak.
Really?
I mean, seriously. When you're that big of a fan that even the big boss like knows who you are, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. He often attends about 30 to 40 shows a year.
Wow.
Can often be spotted because he wears a
work uniform, obviously.
He wears a suit that has the WWE symbol on it.
And wow, he's a lot
younger than I thought he would be.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Trust fund piece of shit kid.
Yep.
Well, speaking
of... I already don't like any of these fans. I know those things are expensive.
Well, speaking of...
Mommy and Daddy said I could come to the next wrestling match because I'm a big fan. I got a platinum in loving wrestling.
I got a platinum in inheritance.
Speaking of trust fund douchebags...
Yeah. All those future millionaires and future billionaires.
Mm, they should... Yeah.
Frank the Clown.
Don't say that.
The thing is, this guy receives unwarranted hate.
It's
jealousy is exactly what this guy has.
Well, Frank the Clown now, I mean, he is dating Noelle Foley.
Mick Foley's daughter.
So, and he's very, very good friends with CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
If
CM Punk is being friendly with you, you have to be a pretty good guy.
I've read that he gets offended if he sees you wearing a wrestling shirt and you don't recognize him. He gets kind of pissed.
Who?
It's like, how do you recognize him if he's not wearing his makeup?
How true is that, though?
Well, yeah, that's speculation.
Jealousy.
Of course, Frank the Clown, he's been at many, many TV and pay-per-view shows. Always wearing a snazzy suit.
I think Josh is just afraid of him.
Yep.
Yeah. He's dressing up as a clown.
He looks like he went down on Noel during a period.
Oh, dude! Yeah. Someone earned their red wings.
Frank the Clown likes Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
Frank the Clown going down.
I mean, to be fair, because of his attire, you can spot him easily.
Yeah.
He has been called out by Cena in a promo.
Mm-hmm.
He has photos with himself with everybody from the locker room. But, I mean, when you're with Mick Foley's daughter, of course, you're going to be backstage. Yeah, I can't imagine
that's tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, as April already said, sign guy.
We were close.
Sign poster, yeah.
Rick Ackberger is a legend when it comes to WWE fans. He's always wearing a distinctive red cap and a blue shirt. You can't miss his appearances because he's always in the front row during shows and during pay-per-views. He usually brings about 20 signs with him.
Good Lord.
To different shows.
Now, this guy you can hate because he's blocking your view.
Right.
I mean, he does have a little bit of money. He went on Deal or No Deal once and won $106,000.
Jeez.
Piece of shit. He also is friends with John Cena and Bobby Lashley.
Everybody is friends with John Cena.
Yeah.
True.
So
I am. That's how I knew about his hospital stay.
So, I mean, he does.
Won't do that again.
April, I want to let you know I'm going to the hospital. Tell Josh I love him. Give a kiss to the new kitty.
Yep.
I'm the best human being on the planet.
I know. There's nothing to hate about the guy. You want to hate him.
I don't. Because
he's...
I don't even watch wrestling and I love John Cena.
Yep. Tall, good looking, great body.
Funny.
Funny. Everything I am.
Is very attractive. Yeah, and
exactly.
So I'm going to bring this around full turn to my last one.
Oh, I know exactly where we're going with this.
It's Jesus. Jesus has been Jesus in every wrestling match ever.
Breaking bread and drinking wine. Mm-hmm.
The reason I even did this episode, I had to dig kind of deep. I had to find out who is that long-haired guy with the older woman. It's been driving me nuts for a long time.
Gilf guy.
I found out who he is.
Yes. Finally.
His name is Simon.
He wouldn't strike me as a Simon.
I'm Simon. Hi, I'm Simon. I go to all the
games. The woman's name is Alice.
I was hoping it's Garfunkel.
Quote.
Graham Funkel.
Quote. My friend and I met them at the Money in the Bank show. We had noticed them in the front row of the past few shows, like many of us. It became a kind of a running joke whenever we saw them on camera, so when he walked in front of us, we had to get a picture together.
Oh, God.
Apparently, we were not the first that night either.
Wow.
Quote, he's an incredibly nice guy. And
good job, Simon.
His thing is, he doesn't do what some other people wear, like the same outfits and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
He just is a super fan that always gets those tickets. No one asks him how he gets these or
well, that's
what
kind of
he
a
does.
Rude question, especially if he's a super nice guy. Like, how can you afford this?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You banging granny or what's going on?
Well, no one asked, but they speculate that is his mom or grandma.
Gotcha.
Their family.
I'm Simon's grandmother.
he's a super fan. He will talk to people. He's very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
He's there to enjoy the show. Like, you know, honestly, if I had the money and I had the ability to travel and whatnot, I totally would as well. Yeah. And that's the thing.
There are some trust fund babies that do the right thing.
Right.
Well, it could be also he could work for an airline where he could get like those free flights. Airline flights to everywhere, so all he's having to do is buy the tickets. What if he has a job like writing articles on the internet where he could work anywhere and make decent money?
Well, that's then he wouldn't work at the airlines.
Well, it could
maybe
be
he does both.
Well, okay. No, I do know people that they do that as a side job, and there's decent cash in it. So what if he was doing that, working for an airliner? And
tell you what,
way?
He's not a podcaster.
Yeah, I could spend my life going to horror movie / sci-fi writing, comic book, board game cons, I'd be a happy guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, shoot, I mean, what if, for all we know, in any one of these guys, that might be they get their expendable income and they just buy tickets to events. It's very possible.
Yeah,
that
might
be. They're not sitting there just
eat ramen noodles for
down
all their
beers.
Other meals.
They're just happy fans, right.
Not drinking, not smoking.
Yep,
they're super animated people that people remember when they watch their pay per views, and that's awesome. I mean, yeah, okay, they're trust fund babies, most of them, but that's fine if they're cool. If they're not there getting liquored up, if they're there like actually being like fans, there's a huge difference between a fan and then somebody who goes there gets plowed or puts, you know, makes it all about them. But I'm saying, like, people that really care, like,
yeah, it sounds like cool. This guy, that's just his thing. He loves professional wrestling and loves to go to the events. Honestly, if I had the means, I would do it too, because going to these events are amazing.
You'd be the bald-headed beard guy.
Yep.
With the booty-o shirt.
Now,
and the Pink Floyd tat.
Now, what's the thing that you would be that kind of fan for?
Ooh.
Well, that I said horror.
So it would be cons.
It would be like the ones like even like the one we're doing, which is a good little thing to say. This is coming out in a couple weeks, so it's good to mention that Conspiracy Therapy Crew representing Beer City Media will be at the Grand Rapids Comic Con. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of my bag. I mean, I don't want to go to just Comic Cons or even say like E3 type expos because I love video games, but I'd rather just watch it on my phone.
I was gonna say, that sounds so
boring. I like smaller, more intimate cons where I can like actually get a chance to like meet super fans and right. like have a good conversation. Like I went to Comic Con last year. It was awesome. I met lots of great horror artists, horror sci-fi artists. I met lots of guys that have like great little knick-knack toys from like Alien.
Oh yeah.
Aliens, Predator. Mm. I took pictures of it.
So rest in peace, Billy, amazing. That'd be your yes. Deadhead thing.
Yeah, yes. See, that's what I was thinking too. Like you have those people that are Deadheads.
Fish fans.
Mm-hmm. The ones that are like, I've seen fish 73 times.
I saw him once and I never had to see him again.
They're still playing, by the way. Yeah, you left the show early.
Yeah, that drum solo is still going.
I like those cons, but I also really like the board game con too. Mm-hmm. I went to one last year and was amazing.
Yeah,
like, so you're
doing the cons then.
I like the cons. Like, I like the little little intimate affairs. Okay. A little bit big, but not too big.
Okay. Are you asking like that thing that people like really know you for being like very knowledgeable?
Not what you'd be known for, but what would be the thing that you would go to
if you could travel the country and follow, or the world?
Whether it's a band or a thing.
Oh
or,
shit! No, yeah.
Oh. How about you go, April?
God, this is gonna make me sound like such a nerd. I would travel the world and go to all the different museums. I'm a big museum person.
That is so fucking awesome. Rad.
I love
Chicago has awesome ones.
Yep, Field Museum. I've been to North that Carolina. One. I would love to see.
Raleigh's got a great one.
And you know what? I've found in my like museum travels that sometimes the smaller ones are a lot bigger than the like big well known ones. Mm-hmm. They have a lot cooler stuff. Like even local museums that we've been to, there are some interesting like smaller pieces from like the local city history and stuff like that. Yeah. It's just a great way to mm-hmm. learn about, you know, the area and the culture and stuff like that. So that's what I would do. I'd fly over the country and all over the world, probably.
You'd be
and
museum guy.
I'd be museum guy.
Travel is important.
I would say, I mean, because I love going to concerts and all, but obviously I love video games very much. If I could be known as something, it would be cool to be known as the guy that is at every big video game press conference.
The E3 guy.
Like, to know, like, okay, this guy, he knows the people, like, almost like have that inside connection. Like, he's going to know things, and he's always here.
Oh, you were in it for the fame.
Well, no, it's because I also want to just know stuff. I love video games so much. I like to know the insides of them as well, like the people in them and how these things are working, and to get that first scoop of a new title, and that would to me would be amazing. And just also because you're traveling, you're going to like San Diego, like Comic-Con, E3, you know, these types of just big events to be known for. To have that information and to be able to travel and stuff, that'd be amazing.
Become a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, I hear the pay's not amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
how about you?
Most of them double as something else.
Exactly.
The first thing that popped into my head would be Cubs games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But the more I thought about it, it would be awesome to travel the entire country and even in Canada and just go to minor league games.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Just to get into every
and
single
rate their local like burgers and brats, maybe.
Oh, God, I'd be dead within 6 years if I did that.
No, that'd be cool to always.
Well, you'd be the clogged artery guy.
I'd be clogged. Yeah, I'd be triple bypass guy.
I made it to my sixth minor game, and we got the pasta seafood burger here. It's got a whole lobster in it.
It's stent guy.
Does anybody serve breakfast here?
It's stroke guy. But yeah, I think I would love traveling.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
And
well, because that just kind of makes me think of. I forget where we were talking about it. I think it was on a podcast that you said that when you die, you want your ashes not on a major league field, but on our local.
On our local, yeah. I want my wife to try to run out, spill the ashes, and then immediately get tased by.
You know, would be like
security.
Would be like the most perfect, like some
just the symbology of you and your wife doing that is if when she does that, she sounds like the voice of the old granny that
you- Well, I'm just pouring my...
Yeah, I just dumped my husband all over second base.
You know where...
Which is where we got on our first date.
You know what? You know what would be the greatest thing about that, though?
Oh, God.
Is if that were to happen, that would make a great Aoife's episode.
It would, and if you wanted to hear this imaginary episode, you'd catch it on aoifespodcast.net.
But if you wanted an episode about something that wasn't real, or maybe it is, you haven't figured it out yet, check out the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast, part of the Beer City Media Network, and the show that I host about craziness.
And if you like what you're listening to, which I'm assuming you do, because you're here and we're on the
show,
right? And we're on how many episodes? So you must enjoy it, right?
I'm a hate guy.
You can find the Potty Slam Podcast on Facebook and Twitter and Podomatic.
And if you like my musings on video games, you can find much more of that on the Stiff Joystick Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and SoundCloud.
And if you like those podcasts, you can also check out Bud Miles' show, and that is. All these shows are available on the Beer City Media Network. So, cool.
Hoorah.
So if you want to be a super fan of ours, make yourself a Potty Slam podcast sign, throw it up at an event, send the picture to us. You know what? I'll buy you something.
Yeah.
We'll send you.
I'll buy you whatever t-shirt you want. It's on me.
You know what? But even easier. Just make a sign for Potty Slam. Find any public place.
Ooh, easy.
Just any public place and hold it up and take a picture and we'll hook you up something cool.
Yeah. Swag, maybe. Well, that's been this week's episode of Potty Slam. We'll see you next week.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.